Welcome to Twisted Plot Podcast. Here is your host, Evelyn Marley.
Okay, welcome guys. Season 2, Twisted Plot Podcast. I am so excited to be back. It has been a wild ride in between my last podcast, which was in December, and now. So in between them, I had to get my real estate license renewed. I know a lot of you don't know this, but I slang houses on the side. And I also had a little bit of a health kerfuffle. After my podcast kerfuffle comes the health kerfuffle. That's hand in hand, I guess. But seriously, what happened was I felt really tired all the time, super down. I was pushing myself too hard to get up and exercise because, you know, that's what one does when they're not feeling great. They try and bring themselves up by exercising, right? So pushing myself too hard, feeling super tired, and I just was in a super slump and I couldn't figure out why. And then one day I actually felt like I had a chest like problem, breathing problem. So I was advised by some friends who are nurses to call the nurse hotline. And I did. And the nurse said, you know, Miss Evelyn, it sounds like you have just a touch of anxiety, which, you know, was fine, except I don't really have too much to be anxious about. Really, I couldn't think of anything that would really be making me anxious. So I said, okay. The next day, I got a call from my doctor and I explained to him, you know, doc, I've been really working on myself. I get up every morning, I meditate, I put crystals all over my body. Is there any way that I possibly like manifested this in myself? I just don't feel like this is anxiety. I physically feel like there's something wrong with my body. Well, first he laughed a little bit, he chuckled, and he said, no, you know, let's get some blood tests done and see what the problem is before we talk about manifesting anxiety and that stuff. I said, okay. Went in, blood test came back, my iron is super low. All right, fantastic. Taking the iron, feeling a lot better. Not to say there was other things that I definitely felt anxious about, but that stuff I'm dealing with and I've got a great, you know, professionals are great. Get yourself a therapist. Find groups that help you feel better. Just do the thing. Get out there and take action. That's what I say. Okay, that's what's going on with me, guys, and what has been going on. Now I want to talk about what I have in store for you for Twisted Plot Podcast. Lots of great guests, so many amazing things. And my first guest is Marianella from Fix My Life Podcast. She does live Instagram tarot card readings every Wednesday at 6 p.m. So get on there at 6 p.m. and go to her Instagram and hop on there with her because she will give you a reading and you will not be disappointed. Now, full disclosure. This episode was recorded in November before everything just started to go downhill. Now, I'm here because I want to take accountability for this because I don't know about you guys, but I feel super shitty about this not coming out sooner. There is a few episodes that I have that I wish I could have put out sooner, but I didn't. And it's funny because at the end of this episode, she does give me a tarot card reading. And let's just say that I mean, it all just made so much sense, especially after listening to it again and going through the cards and seeing how it all played out. This all makes sense. But now I'm back in it. You're back in it. We're here together. Let's just go out there and just twist the shit out of some plots. Sound good? Sounds good to me. All right.
I'm going to jump into it. I'm just going to get this party started. So my guest today is Marianella of Fix My Life Podcast on Instagram. She is a connected spirit of mind, body, self, and soul. And I really like to call you like the counselor for all the like Bravoholics out there, like the spiritual guide and counselor. I know Ono Bravos is like the same thing that's for her, but I see you. I see what you're doing on those lives that you have. I see you out there and I have my friends who were like, oh, I just popped on to Fix My Life podcast live, you know, the live that she does. And I'm like, I just popped on too. And so like people just like pop in and out there for you.
They pop in and out. They ask their questions and I read their cards and then they go along their merry way.
I think that is really giving back to the community in such a way that they get a chance to, maybe if they're too nervous or something, to ask you flat out, right? Like, hey, can I get a tarot card reading, a tarot card reading? Then they can just pop on there. And you are always so warm and friendly and bright. Whenever I pop in, you're like, oh.
So it's very weird that there's this little coven. I like to call it those little Bravo coven, where everybody is so supportive and so sweet and so nice and absolutely not anything that represents the women that we weirdly love. Because all the women, I mean, as much as we want to believe that Ramona really does support other women, we know she doesn't. But we do.
Like, yes.
This little weird community absolutely does. Like when somebody wants, puts it out there, I want to hit 10,000 followers. God damn it. If you don't all go, yes, we will make it happen.
Yes.
And then it happens. And that to me is just so like uplifting. I don't understand those people that go, oh, I feel so bad every time I go on Instagram, because I'm like, who the fuck are you following?
Yeah, you are absolutely right. It is definitely exactly how you said that coven. I mean, we go on Ono Bravo's lives all the time and we're just like,
all the time.
And it's the, like, I always see the same few people.
The comment section is where it's
so
at.
So fun. It is
the comment fire. Section is absolutely where it's at.
So much fire in there, and it's just nice to have. And you give back so much. You actively connect with everybody. So I do notice. I take notice. I always love that you send me messages on my stories. I just feel so much love, like I receive it.
Thanks. So here's a little trick. I'm always usually high when I'm on. And it's like, listen, the way I see it, because like sometimes I'm all like, oh, is it weird? Do the kids not just send each other messages? But the way I see it, it's like you all actually put like effort into shit and like really think about what you're putting out there. And you really like really put your hearts into it. And I just like to say, you know what? I see you. I see what you're doing. I like it. I'm just this old lady that's stalking all y'all.
No. I heard you say on Ono Bravo's podcast, I listened to the Patreon that you were on there. You're like, I'm like the sister. And let me tell you something. It was funny because right before you had said that, I was like, gosh, she reminds me of my sister. And then you're like, I'm like the sister. I'm like, there it is. She is like my sister. So I feel definitely very much connected to you on that. You totally remind me of my sister, that same energy, that bad bitch energy. It's just out there. And I love it so much. I just feel so loved and supported.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, I am the oldest of six.
Wait, how many girls?
Five girls, one boy.
Wow.
So I've grown up with nothing but intense women all of my life. So like Bravo shows are nothing. It's like, really? Monique just slapped Candace upside the head. That's it. You know, but then you outgrow it. But it's just
I have four half sisters myself. So I have four half sisters and one half brother. So I'm right there with you. Yeah.
It is an intense energy. It is an intense energy to be around so many women. And usually like those are our puberty years that we're around these women. So it's like so intense. Everything is intense because it absolutely is. You know, our brains and our bodies are just shooting up in all sorts of weird directions. We're like puppies that didn't know that they grew 3 feet overnight. So we're knocking into shit and we're wondering, wow, that's so fucking weird. And what's funny is like that feeling never really leaves.
Yeah.
So we are always looking for somebody to go, you know what? It's not that weird. And that's what I think big sisters are supposed to do. Like, I finally figured it out. Like, you know, it's like, you know what? It's not that fucking weird. It happens to everybody. As much as we want to believe we're precious little snowflakes that has, you know, and we're the only one. No, you're not.
Yep.
And that's a good thing. That's the good thing.
My sister said that to me the other day. So yes, exactly. It's exactly that. And that's the energy you bring to the table. And that's why I'm very much attracted and drawn to it, because any kind of energy you need, I think, especially on the Instagram, like, yes, it's supportive, but it could also be a little bit of a dark place. And so you really have to try and find that middle ground of where to step away from something or go towards something. And that guidance is really what I think that you help with other people, and you give that to people. So I'm so happy to have you on Twisted Plot Podcast here with me today. Yeah. So I want you to tell me a little bit about how you started your podcast, Fix My Life Podcast, and what drew you into the podcast world.
Okay. So I started the podcast in late 2019 as a self-help tool for myself. Because as I like to say, and I repeat ad nauseum, if you've heard me, I was going through my perimenopausal existential crisis. And I got hit upside the head by like midlife and menopause. And I wasn't expecting it. And as I like to explain it, it's like going through puberty again, but like, you're not going to be cute on the other side. Not without a lot of money. So once I figured out, and the thing was, is that, you know, it took staying at the wrong job for the wrong amount of time, taking care of people I wasn't supposed to be taking care of, finally ending up in therapy and feeling bad that I wasn't getting better for my therapist because she was really awesome and really great. And it just like, I walked in there and I felt fine. And then the more I went to therapy, the worse I felt. So what I ended up figuring out was that I needed to find different tools to help me figure out how I was going to fix myself. Because I figured out, you know what? Nobody knows me better than me. Nobody knows my experiences better than me. Because at the time I thought, oh, I'm just a precious little snowflake and nobody has suffered my sufferings. And so started reading books, reading blogs, and listening to podcasts. And there was like really great information that's out there. I cannot recommend the internet enough. If what you need to do is get to know who you are and you need tools to get there, because you can't just do it sitting by yourself and just mantraing away. It doesn't work that way if you've not been raised in that tradition and you don't have that in your tool chest. So along the way, you know, I started meditating and I started breathing and I started doing ego work and I started doing shadow work and then doing that shit with your inner child. So then one of the other things that I realized was that I needed to do something creative. And so I started podcast, Fix My Life Podcast, where I actually started talking about the things and the tools that I was using to fix myself. And, you know, lo and behold, it's like, we're not broken. We don't need to be fixed. We just need to feel our feels and move on from them. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that really, really helped me was tarot. And it was very weird how I even came to it, because I've always been a very right-minded thinker. I'm very like, give me a list, give me order. I don't like flying by the seat of my pants. I don't like winging it. I like to be as prepared as possible, because I feel like if you really put the care and effort into something, then things are more than likely to go right. So I was listening to a podcast, Matt Bodner's Science of Success. I can't even remember which podcast it was, but he's a genius. If like you really want to talk about organization and really changing your thinking and just really wonderful, intelligent guests, he's a great place to start, because that's where I started. Because that my thing was, I was going to science myself out of depression.
And he was where you started.
And he was where I started. I literally like science for like making yourself feel better. And his whole shit popped up, which is really weird.
You're a Virgo, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Very much a Virgo.
Yeah, yeah.
My sun, my ascendant, my Mars, and my Mercury, and my Pluto.
My gosh.
And all in my first house, so.
Wow. Okay. So, yeah.
Nobody's more surprised that I have not imploded than me. So, amazing. One of the guests was talking about like Jungian psychology and something else. And like, I love that shit. That shit is super sexy to me. I need Jung to figure me out. And the subject of the tarot came up and how Jung had done some work with the tarot and reading of the archetypes, and that whole thing is a form of analysis. And that kind of like was like, what? Ding, 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 ding. Like something dinging inside my head about how to use it as a tool for dealing with anxiety, to even go deeper into shadow work and have it be kind of like a trigger for your subconscious to come through. And I was like, I could do that.
Can you explain just briefly on shadow work? Because you've said it two times now, and this word just came into my, like, mm-hmm. I didn't know anything about shadow work, and somebody said something somewhere, and I was like, shadow work. And I was like, I'll go research that. And then at the moment I was like, if I go down that path, I'm never coming out.
Here's the thing. Once you realize that there's a whole part of yourself that you really literally cannot see, hence shadow, because it's formed by your ego. It's literally a part of your psyche that is kind of like fractured off by your ego for all sorts of reasons. And some people say, oh, it's all bad, bad, bad. No, it's just, you know, maybe you went through something that was traumatic at the time. It doesn't have to be the worst thing in the world, but you couldn't process it. So your ego just kind of puts it in a little corner to the back so that maybe sometime later down the line when you're ready, you can go back and look at it and actually look at it with the proper perspective. So that's what I consider shadow work to be. And there's a lot of people that are saying, you're going to go deep inside the abyss of your soul to really bring. And like, yeah, you could talk about it like that, but don't be fucking dramatic.
This is the clear cut analysis of what I want to hear. Okay. This is a, like, don't be dramatic. Let's get to the nitty gritty of it. Tell me what it is. And then we'll move forward. Let's move forward. Things to do, people to see.
Yeah. But don't think it's not important, because it's very, very, very important. And there's this woman I just found, and she's fantastic. She even explains it way better than I do. And her name is Christina Lopes, L-O-P-E-S. Okay. Uh-huh. I think you can find her under The Heart Alchemist. And she breaks down some spirituality shit in like the best way possible. Like just super clear, super direct with bullet points. And I'm like, And she's like a clinical some kind of like physical neurological specialist that worked in New York. She's got her like PhD in public health or something like that. So she's like legitimate.
And I'll have to look into her. Yeah.
Because we know there's some charlatans out there like trying to shove love and light up people's asses. And we can't fall for that shit either. You got to make it clear. It's like, don't ever accept anybody's word, not me, not anybody's, as the end all be all, because it's still your life. You, no matter what the cards say, no matter what an astrological chart says, no matter what a psychic says, at the end of the day, you have autonomy over what you do and why you do it. Mm-hmm. You may lie to yourself about it, but that's a different conversation.
No, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. So shadow work, you can start doing shadow work by what annoys you or what triggers you or sets you off about other people. Because usually something somebody else is doing and you want to say, oh, they're so annoying. But if you're really being honest, it's something that you recognize within yourself that you don't like. And that's shadow work. That's when you go in and go, why don't I like it? Where did that come from? What am I going to do about it? And how am I going to like put it into the right perspective and then move on with my life and then not get mad at somebody who didn't ever intend to set me off in the first place?
Yeah. Does that have, like, I'm almost done with the book. It's taken me a long time to get through this book, A New Earth. Mm. And have you read it or heard of it?
You know what? I've been so bad about reading for this last.
I've listened to it. It's something that I listened to the book and it's all about ego work. So it's the same. Mm-hmm. I don't think he mentions shadow work, but it sounds exactly like the same idea. It's like when you see something in someone else, if something bothers you about them, then that's really coming from you because that's your ego screaming like,
hey,
I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah. And then wait until people figure out that your ego and you are not even the same thing. Da, 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 spoiler.
Oh my God.
But that's okay. Cause that's from what I figured out, Freud and them figured out that that's the way it's supposed to work.
Right. Right.
The thing is that we have to relearn that that is the way it works. And once we realize, oh, we're supposed to go through all this shit, that when something bad happens, our mind and our spirit is supposed to protect us so we don't fall apart. And then we're supposed to be mature or at least aware enough that, you know, we're going to figure it out later on. But it's when, you know, people get scared or they're just, and then there are outside circumstances where maybe you don't have the opportunity to look at any of this because you just have to survive.
Yeah, that's true. And it's definitely harder to recognize, I think, outside influences and knowing that you don't have any control over those things and separating yourself from that. I have no control over this, what's happening, and I can't bring that with me everywhere I go. I need to feel the feelings, like you said it, feel the feelings, and then remember that there's something on the other side. That's what I do for myself. I think about that.
Yeah, because nothing lasts forever. Exactly. Nothing lasts forever. Nothing. Not this moment. Not us. Not nothing. So
beautiful.
And that's easier said than done.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean,
that is so much easier. Look, telling you, telling me.
So you saw it. So you listened to.
So I listened to, and then, so they started talking about Tarot. So I literally went online and started looking up Tarot to deal with anxiety. And lo and behold, there's all sorts of information out there. For a few months, I started just reading up on it, how it's supposed to work, why it works, what's this history of this tarot deck. And the more I started learning about it, the more I was like, you know what? I think I want to try this. Because there is that other part of this that is not scientific, that is not like you can't test this. You just have to believe at a certain level that whatever these images are triggering within you is true, and you just have to believe it. You just have to have faith, which is part of the whole journey through this part of life. Yeah, because I tried real hard to be an atheist all my life because I was like, religion is bullshit. You know, I was like a little kid being five. I'm like, why are we here?
Did you have to go to church every Sunday?
Yes, yeah, every Sunday, Catholic school. Oh, rain or shine. Had to just like, oh my God, wearing those crazy, my mom used to dress us up like little goddamn dolls.
Wait, but when you were that little, did you think to yourself, why are we here? What is the point of this? And what is going on? Like, why? What's the bigger picture here?
Yeah, what is the bigger picture? And then it's kind of like, oh, it's Jesus. I'm like, why is that? And it just, I don't know. I just never bought into it. I mean, you mouth the words and you say everything else to get along, but you just don't really. Like, I couldn't. And the more because my grandmother was real hard ass about it, you know, and I'm all like, you can't even explain to me what I really need to believe.
Right.
Right. All they really explained was you just need to be scared. And I was
the fear of God, just
the fear of God. Yeah. Or you had to be good or else you were going to go to hell. Well, why do all the people that are going to go to hell look like they're having so much fun?
They're having a good time. Look at them go. I grew up around Mormons. Okay. So I grew up all over the place around people,
big ones,
all the different religions everywhere surrounding me. And not once did I ever like denounce anybody's, but I was just like, no, I still haven't found the one for me, you know? No. And I, it's still not ringing true, but what did ring true were moments in time that I felt really strong, like a powerful feeling. And I'm wondering if you had the same thing, like, I don't know if like psychic energy runs in your family. I'm assuming it does, obviously, but no.
No, my mother was not.
She was not into that at all. Not even a little bit. Okay.
Not even a little bit.
Oh, okay. Like, no, she was like.
My mother was a very practical woman.
Okay.
She's very practical. And she was like not about to give her money to a bunch of snake oil salesmen that were just going to rip you blind, you know? She went to church and she was very Like, my grandmother would go see people every now and then if she thought somebody had, like, tried to put a curse on her or something, but we weren't really involved with any of that. Well, and what's very odd is that in my 20s, like, I always had friends that were very much into all of this, psychics and crystals and, like, the whole nine yards. And I was like, whatever. And it wasn't like I ever had an experience, but it was always kind of like, I just never felt the need to accept other people's rules about what is and what isn't if I wasn't part of the decision-making process, which is kind of like a bold move for like a young girl, like a young Mexican girl in a very traditional family.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it was, but I was, and that just never really left me. And it's kind of like, as long as somebody can convince me that they are 100% right, I might give them a shot. But nobody ever could. And then all of a sudden one day, I'm just kind of like bopping around, having a midlife crisis. And all of a sudden I start turning around a bunch of cards, telling people their fucking life. And here we are.
So then you decided to go on and have your own podcast. And you said, I'm going to work through this on the podcast.
Yeah.
And go through it. And I heard you had you had an experience with Chris Medina, and he's a
psychic.
Yeah.
You know what's so funny is that it's not like he ever gave me a reading.
Oh.
But there was no, but we've been friends on Instagram.
Okay. But, so you were friends.
Yeah, we were friends, but there was something about his style that I really, really loved. And listening to him talk about things of another world, like an easier way for me to accept it. Probably hearing it from somebody who was very kind of flowery and feathery about it. Like, this is what's going on with the other world. And I'm like, okay. Because I still have my walls up as to what is spirituality and what isn't, right? And it's very funny because I'm still working through all of that. It's like, it's all a fluid thing. And I'm just not denying anything. I guess that's what it is. It's like, you were literally seeing me on my spiritual journey from being like a doubting Thomas to like this. I just decided I wasn't going to say no to things anymore. And I guess maybe that is it. Like, I've always known there's something, but because I've always been very much about science and truth and having things be provable, that I just always push that aside. And now, you that's know, amazing. Everything cracked and I couldn't say that didn't exist anymore. I think that could be it.
You accepted that there is this other side that you want to explore and go for it. Mm-hmm. So in one of your podcasts, you talk about how you were not a meditation person, but I just heard you say that you were working on meditation. Are you doing meditation now?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
We have to. Because at one point I think I considered it praying and I wasn't into that. And then I had to get over that shit because that was part of my shadow work. And it's like, praying and meditation are kind of like two sides of the same coin, right? Like, when you pray, you're talking to God or whatever it is you consider God. But when you meditate, you have to listen to God or whatever it is that you think God is. And that was my thing. It's kind of like, I don't believe in God the way, you know, we've been raised to believe in God, but there's definitely some like big thing we all come from.
Do you feel that desire to go back to getting it started again? Or are you more on the because the live tarot readings that you do are so, they're so good. And I feel like you get a good following there. And it's like, you just have that natural magnetic power. And for people to feed off of that, I think that you give them like a lot of energy too. So
thank you. It's so funny because I was just thinking about that very same thing. It's like, I did get something out of the podcast, but I got a lot of stress and anxiety about it too.
Yeah.
Because I was always like, check the sounds and check this and make sure everything is lined. Did I cough? Do I have to go through and take out like all these extra things and all these sums and all these odds? So that was, girl, like, so that was driving me nuts.
I wrote it down. I listened to you talk about that. I said, listening to you talk about editing your podcast, and I'm like, is this me? I have that written down here because I have the same anxieties about it. It takes me forever to edit a podcast.
It does. It does. And so part of it, I do want to go back to it as an exercise of consistency, just because it's like, it is something that I really, really liked. It's what I started to do. But at the same time, you know, being able to do a live reading every week where I don't have to worry about all the ums and the ahs. So even though I sometimes go back and look at them and I hear myself say some stupid ass shit, but I'm like, let it go, let it go, let it go. And that's what you have to kind of do with all the rest of it too. It's like, you just got to let it go and just understand that it's good enough. But there is a creative outlet that is very much satisfied by doing the Instagram lives. So, because that's one thing, and this is another thing, and I just have to find how that works for me. So, I mean, it's like not a big deal. It's just do an hour. Don't stress over the extra ums and ahs, because I have the whole setup ready to go. I like having a script. Like, you have a script right now. And like, you obviously did your homework, and I'm very impressed by it. And like, you know, very much.
You like research. You know research. I like research. Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah. Yeah.
So I like to have a script. I like to have an order. I like to know what I'm going to talk about. But inevitably, something happens between writing the script and sitting down and doing the podcast where it's kind of like, this is fucking bullshit now. This is obsolete. This other thing just happened. You know, because I think when we went into lockdown, I was like, okay, I got time. It'll be the thing that I do, right? But so much shit was happening right after another, one thing after another, like Breonna Taylor, you know, the whole Black Lives Matter movement. And
yeah,
then, you know, Trump going extra, extra, and like people literally dying and knowing that it was happening in poor communities and communities of color and other people saying, well, it's not affecting me, so fuck everybody. And it's kind of like, what? So there was a point where it's like every time I sat down to do a podcast, it just felt really...
not important?
Yeah, it really didn't. At one point, you realize, are you going to fixate on yourself and poor, poor me? Or are you actually going to like go, you know what? Other people need me now.
Yeah.
We got to fucking find a way to come together and support each other. And so that's when, you know, I had done readings for myself for these last 2 years. And occasionally I would do it for a friends of mine. And my friends were very adamant about the fact that I had to start reading for other people. You got to really thank my friends, my friend Veronica, my friend Naima, her sister
Thank
Lila.
You. Thank you. Thank you, lovely ladies.
That pushed me to do it. And so I'm like, okay. So I started adding the tarot card at the end of the podcast. And I just kind of felt that that's what I wanted to do. And then everybody's on Instagram Live now and everybody's doing things. And I'm like, well, let me see what happens.
And it's so good. And I'm wondering if there's a way that you could put those lives on as part of the podcast as well, too, so we could hear them and hear.
I absolutely have been thinking about how maybe to download them and actually make them podcast, because I think I got to transition that whole thing, because I was even thinking about like, why am I calling it Fix My Life when this is really more about, you know, something else now. Mm-hmm. So, and I had this idea, no, I started with this one thing. I got to keep it consistent and keep it going. And it's got to be the same thing throughout. So, you know, people don't get confused. And then I'm like, well, people are fucking adults. They'll figure it out. Though I do have this very weird desire.
Ooh, do you feel like sharing it?
Yes, because okay. It's not what you think. It wasn't until like I was a few podcasts in that I realized Fix My Life was the tagline for Ilana from Oprah's network, you know,
okay.
Ilana Fix My Life.
Yeah.
And then I got tagged a couple of times, people thinking that I was her or her product. So I'm just kind of like, you know what? I think I'm going to keep it until maybe somebody in her camp decides to tell me to stop it. And I will. But only if she goes on the show with me.
Let's make this happen for you.
You know why? Because I don't want to disrespect her brand or what she's done.
Right, yeah.
Some really important work. And I'll give it up. But.
So, I love it.
Yeah. So then I got to figure out, okay, so that if. Wow. This is the first time I've really talked out loud about it.
Okay.
I've been thinking about it. So.
Well. Okay. Here you go, universe, shooting that out there. You never know.
So, so it's not so much about like fixing my life, because I need to change that language about, and that's how we talk to ourselves. You know, you only think fix things that are broken, right?
Right.
But we're not broken. Even when we're at our saddest, even when we are most depressed and we think there's like no lower you can go, you're not broken. You just need to pick yourself up and you got to figure out how you're going to do it. So the whole fix my life is kind of like moving into another kind of like direction for me. So then what is it? And that's what I got to figure out. I mean, keeping it for right now, and I'm that's not going anywhere. So I'm still Fix My Life podcast. And that's how people know me. Fix my life.
Fix my life. Yeah, we all do.
The thing is, it's like, had you told me 3 years ago that this was what I was going to be doing, I would have laughed in your face.
Really? That was just laughed. Not even on the radar, not even a little bit. What a life-changing event.
Mm-hmm. And it's very, and I had to accept that this is part of my life now. Yeah.
Do you feel more energized? You have to feel more energized because of it. Is that, do you feel that? Or do you feel like?
I absolutely, you know what? It's sometimes I come in when I'm going to start reading for people, I kind of feel like, I just hope nothing stupid comes out of my mouth, or, you know, that's like, it's like stage fright. It's not stage fright, but I always want to do a good job for people. You know, I don't want to let anybody down. I don't want to say something that triggers people in the wrong way because maybe they're not ready to hear it. And, you know, I do know I have a very particular blunt way of saying things. And trust me, I've gotten much nicer over the years, but I know it doesn't always land well with people. And, but at the same time, it's kind of like, I can't sugarcoat things for people either. And part of it is having to believe that for some reason, my subconscious is talking to your subconscious.
Yeah.
And I know what they're saying. I have to believe it. And it's such a weird thing to believe.
And then transferring that information over to someone else and how they receive it. Cause you can't control that.
You can't.
No.
You can't. Like somebody can say, oh, I want to talk about my love life. But what comes up is like mother issues. And then it depends. Like, oh, are they going to agree with me? Are they going to fight me about it? Like,
have you had people try and argue? No.
See? Well, one time I did one for a friend of mine. Okay. And certain cards came out. And it was about her relationship and how things weren't great. But the thing was, that was something I already knew. And it's something I knew she probably did not want to talk about at all.
Okay.
And I said, well, you know, something going on with your relationship. And she goes, oh, no, that must be about my job. I'm like, yes, it is. Because sometimes that's the danger of reading for people you know. You know, it's because like, I do know their lives. I do know what's going on. I have opinions. I have a bias. And maybe that's what I'm trying to convey. It's like, I really hope that my bias about something isn't interfering with anything. But at the same time, you can't trip yourself up about that either.
You can't take it personally on yourself and carry that inside your own self and have that.
Yeah. And then you have to be honest too. Sometimes it's like, is this really like, am I really reading for this person right now? Or is this something that I got to pay attention to too? Because you never know. Yeah, once you decide I'm going to be open to information, I'm going to be open to whatever comes in, and I'm going to believe that it's for, you know, for a higher good or whatever, then isn't that what intuition is? Like, you know, thoughts, things come into your mind and you have to accept them. And for it to flow, you can't doubt, which is the thing we're so good at. I'm great at doubting. I'm the best.
Definitely now, especially with the media and everything. And I mean, for me, I just have to shut it all out because otherwise I won't. Like there came a point during this shutdown and I was like, I don't believe anything. I don't understand what's happening. Nothing is real. And no matter what information I try to chase down, it's debunked somehow, right?
Yeah. Like, what I do, especially if we're going to talk about that and just noise and everything, you got to control the noise that comes into your own head. That's entirely 100% up to you. Read the news and only go to certain sources. Like, you know, go to Reuters, go to the AP, go to C-SPAN, you know, PR, go to those kind of like No one's yelling at you.
Yes.
Sources on either side, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then figure it out from there. Because it, again, it's kind of like if you're stressed out by everything that's on TV and it's on the news and you can't figure it out, well, stop fucking watching TV.
Well, not me, especially. It's like some other people in the house, you know, I'm not going to name
any
names.
I just watch Bravo and Netflix. So my mind is good.
Oh, man. And we will get into that. Actually, we can move on to that a little bit because, I mean, there's all the shows we can talk about. I don't know what shows that you, and for those of you that aren't, that listen to this, that don't watch Bravo, I know there's like five of you, but this is what we do. So Salt Lake City's on my mind because of the news going around. Okay.
Wait, there's new news? What?
No, just the one about Mary being in a cult.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Yeah. So
I'm surprised. Listen, considering what kind of shit has come
allegedly.
What kind of shit has come up about some of these other housewives, and how did they not do their due diligence?
Maybe they did.
Oh, yeah, you're right. And they knew people were going to turn into that.
I've heard a lot of people go like, how could they not? And I'm like, maybe they did.
You're right.
Maybe it was something that they knew about, that because if you think about it, a lot of the housewives, and I've heard this on other podcasts, where like they pick certain housewives where their marriages might not be the strongest or they're going through something, and then what happens? How many housewives have we seen separate or have some type of family drama that they have to work themselves out of, right?
I think that's the standard characteristic for anybody on a reality show.
Yes.
That there is something within them that is unstable, because you know they have psychiatrists and psychologists on these staffs right now, so they can tell.
Absolutely. Which is it's hard because you want to watch these shows like, these are my stories. Like for me, I'm like, these are my stories. I like them. Oh, the drama. I love it. It's so much fun. And then at the same time,
falling apart.
Yeah. And then at the same time, it's like, oh, that's not good. That's sad. This is real. This is really happening to them. Oh dear God. Like, oh shit. So it's hard to sometimes separate. I think, as you know, like I'm not really like a recap podcast anymore. I think there's amazing podcasts that do this, but for me, it's more of a journey with a hint of Bravo, I think.
I love
just
it.
A little journey with it. A hint of Bravo, because every single person that I've been able to talk to and have on the podcast, and I feel like that has just brought a different vibe to the podcast that I really wanted more with my intent and my intention, talking about setting intention. And that's why we're here, because we talk about setting intention, and yes, that's what you do with your tarot card. So,
yeah, you ready for a reading?
I would love, absolutely love a reading.
All right, let's do this. So a couple of things before we start. So,
yeah.
Breathe, relax. We're talking about a bunch of stuff.
I know.
As you may know, And I like to tell everybody, I'm not psychic. I can't read your mind. I don't talk to little dead girls, nothing like that at all. But I do believe that my subconscious talks to your subconscious, because as we all know, there's weirder shit in this world than our eyes or ears can hear or see, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I try to interpret whatever it is I think the cards are trying to tell us as a tool, because they're a tool. They don't have any power, nothing more than that. Nothing more than what we put into them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we can start by doing, if you have a specific question. And the other thing I like to tell people, this is a dialogue. This isn't just me talking at you, because obviously by the time somebody comes to talk to someone about a problem they're having and we're using these different modalities, you know, there's something going on. So I like people, if something is really going on and you feel like you want to talk about it, let's talk about it. But if not, then I like to do a general reading about the different elements that are surrounding you and your energy. Like I like pulling a card for your air, your fire, your water, and your earth. What's going on with your mind? What's going on with your passions or your drive, what's going on with your emotions, and then what's going on in your physical world, your family, or with your money. It all depends what comes up in the cards, right? And then the final card in the middle, I like to use as your spirit card or your energy card or what it is maybe that you see or you don't see. Again, depends what comes up, because it doesn't matter which card comes up. You can have you have 78 different options for each of those settings, right? And each one of those is going to give you some information that you need to hear. So there are no wrong cards. So when people say, I don't like that card, put it back in the deck, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah. I mean, and I know there's no right way to tarot. Everybody has their way, whatever works for you. But if we're going to call cheating, that's cheating. That's cheating. So we can do that. So you know what? I'm actually going to give you the option of what deck you want to use, because we have the traditional Rider White Smith. I have the 420 Tarot, or I have the Goddess Tarot. Which one do you want me to use?
Goddess is calling me.
There we go. Yeah. All right.
I was drawn to it when I saw it, and I was like, yes.
Oh, okay. Perfect. All right. So I'm just going to start shuffling the cards, you know, and then I kind of think about this sometimes too, like I want people to know what I'm doing and how I'm doing it, because it's not mysterious. It's not anything out of this world. So when I'm finally sitting down thinking about this, it's like, I try to be as open as possible. I try not to think about anything that's going on with me, because we're here for you, not for me. Mm-hmm. And then hopefully I get, you know, I just start talking because the pictures say something, and all the pictures have something to say. You know, you have your major arcana, which are major themes in your life, and then minor arcana, maybe something happening in your everyday life. Is this a recurring issue, or is this what's going on right now? So that's how that works for me. And the thing is, it's kind of like, I don't recommend people going to talk to tarot readers for the same question over and over and over again, because that is literally beating a dead horse. That's not what this is about. Don't keep going to the different people to get the answer you want instead of the answer you need to hear. Usually there's a card that pops up by now, but all your cards are face down.
That's funny.
Which means nothing that is like really urgent. It's like, this is the crux of it. That's neither good nor bad. There is no good or bad. And okay, so it all is going to work together. So it's not like we have to concentrate on your heart, or we have to concentrate on your money or anything. So that's not bad.
Okay.
There's no bad. Ooh, bottom of the deck, Queen of Staves. So I love her. In this deck by Chris Walder, I love this deck. Each of the suits represented by a different goddess.
Okay.
And Staves are, they're Freya from Norse mythology.
Okay.
So I would go into it, but my Norse mythology is not that great, but she is one of the power goddesses. But definitely this is a reading about you really accessing your goddess power energy and sitting pretty on that throne. And that's what we're doing, because you know what? Queens sit on their thrones with confidence, and they're not asking permission from goddamn nobody.
That's how I feel these days. So that is definitely ringing true to me in my heart right there.
Good. All right. So let's check out what's happening with your air, your element, your intellect, you know, your thinking process, or what you are aware of as far as your reality is going. And we have Six of Pentacles. And so the Pentacles suit in this deck is represented by Lakshmi, who was the goddess of abundance and love. So this is abundance from the universe. You are really calling in and manifesting the world you want to see for yourself. You are really just like everything you were talking about bringing together people, really being supportive of people that you really feel need to be out there. That's what this is. That's where your mind is focused right now. So again, we talked about it, and here it is.
That's it.
Set up, but also remember, let people help you out too. Okay. Don't always think that it's you that has to be giving to other people. You have to accept help when you need it too. Okay. And it doesn't mean that you don't know what you're doing. It just means that you're smart enough to ask for help.
Which is hard for me.
Girl, listen, it's hard for everybody.
It is.
Trying to think that if you ask for help, you're weak or you're dumb or you can't figure it out, and it's awful. It's what keeps kids in bad situations in school. It's what makes people think that they can't start you know, a business, because they don't ask for help, because they say, well, if I haven't figured it out, well, then I'm just too A, B, or C. And we got to stop that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So here we are, we're going into your fire pile, your passions, things of the lower chakras, right? The things that really kind of motivate you, that spark of intuition and that spark that kind of like fires the rest of it to keep going. So on that, we have judgment. It's a major arcana. And this is Guinevere handing down judgment to Lancelot, right? But you got to remember, it's like we can't smother our own passions by being too judgmental about them. Stop overthinking, you know, what it is that you want to put out there in the world. All right. Mm-hmm. You got to support it, not just criticize it. Because in this case, I don't know why judgment is coming out as being judgy.
Mm-hmm.
So what it is, it's kind of like use that discerning nature to really see things clearly and actually give them their actual real space instead of just going to conviction, to convict.
Okay. Wild, right? Oh my God.
I'm telling you.
What a ride.
So now we're going to your water, your emotions, your heart, where you're all squishy inside, but also, you know, those deep, deep waters. It could also be your intuition as well. Mm-hmm. So we have here Ace of Pentacles, your mind on your money and your money is on your heart. You are literally wearing your heart on your sleeve and you're putting it all on this.
Yeah.
This is where you're really kind of putting all of your intention and your heart is in this. Mm-hmm. Your heart is literally in the thing that you are doing mm-hmm. to manifest your dreams. Two Pentacles cards, definitely about manifesting what you want, what you think you want, and what you know in your heart you want. This is more like, yeah, pass go, grab $200 and pass go. So yeah, so just far everything's coming. And then we actually turn over your earth, your money and your security in your home. And what do we have? Prince of Pentacles. Like, listen, this is all earth. This is literally about manifesting it. And so the prince is the energy of, you've moved past being a student and figuring out that I want to be an apprentice. And this is when you're really starting to put the real effort in making those dreams come true. So we got the energy of the ace, which is that spark that really resided in your heart to make this happen. And this is actually the manifestation of you actually doing the work, the Wow. actual physical work of researching my crazy ass podcast that I put out, like hasn't been updated, right? Making a fucking like outline and doing all of that. That is all going to make all of this come true, because none of this comes true if you're not literally making the actual physical effort of getting your ass up, sitting in front of that computer, typing away, making a schedule, confirming with people, dealing with technical issues. That's all of this. But look at him, Ma. Look at him. He is carrying it around and it is shining.
It's pretty pretty.
It's pretty.
It's so nice.
Like literally I'm getting chills because I do believe Lakshmi is here blessing you.
I'm so blown away by the actual connection of all of those and what is going on. I can't even begin to tell you how much I've thrown myself into this when I came back into it. And it's been... things have been guiding me in different things, different signs, different way in different ways. And it just all seems like finally, like it is coming together, but don't jump the gun. Just keep steady motion forward.
Yeah, so. Keep plugging away. Even though these cards are all good and they're all in the intention and direction you want to go in, you're still going to be tested. The universe is still going to test you, right? It's still going to like, are you sure? Are you sure? And you're all like, fuck yeah, I'm sure, shut up, I'm still going to do it. Even though the are you sure's are going to come from outside of you. But that's when you really have to remember, it's like you got to take the spark that lives in your heart and keep it alive by physically moving in the direction that you want to go.
That is so great. Okay. Wow.
So last card is energy, and we never know. So I would say no whammy. So what do we have? What did I say, Ma? Oppression. This is what's going to get in the way.
Okay.
You got to remember, the universe isn't going to send obstacles unless it knows you're going to overcome them. Okay. But that's also what makes you stronger as well. No matter what happens in this world, fucked up shit is going to happen.
Yeah.
Right? you're plugging along, something happens. I don't even want to say, but you know, calling none of that in.
Yeah.
I'm not calling any of that in.
I know.
But at the same time, it's like, even the small, I mean, I didn't do laundry and now I don't want to go to work the next day. You know,
right.
That's me. It's like any little thing comes along that hurts my heart or makes me like feel sensitive, then do I really want to do it? Right.
Right.
But that's the oppression that we do to ourselves. It's like all of a sudden this wasn't perfect. I must be the worst. Right. This didn't come out the way I wanted to come out. And now everybody's going to think that I'm dumb, but that's what we do to ourselves. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Also the oppressive acts that happen outside of us that actually direct the work that we do.
Okay.
Because like I said, sometimes like you may want to do shadow work and there are people that can't because they're just surviving. The 16, this is the tower. This is when the floor is usually pulled out from under your feet. And in this, it's an aboriginal set of deities that were sent out to the desert to walk and suffer for betraying their people. And I think that's what it is. But it is about having to also open our eyes to what's going on around us and mm-hmm. not shield ourselves, you know, because everything could be going great, but we got to appreciate this in the context of the suffering that is happening around us as well.
It's very true. And that's what does hang me up on all aspects of it. It's what has stopped me in my path from going forward with this. And even if it's on a bigger level, like the outside level, like you said, or if it's something small that I see that I do and I get in my head about, and then I'm like, I stop and I like, my feet are almost like cements and my mm-hmm. hands are almost like just down. Mm-hmm. Like I can't work. I can't focus.
Yeah.
That lightness isn't there anymore. That heavy, mm-hmm. that like lightness to push me forward. So that card and that happened so many times in between the time that I had stopped the podcast yeah. and now, but to be aware that it could happen again, mm-hmm. it's like, it's kind of like putting me in check.
Yeah. Because here's the thing. Now that you can name it, now that you know what it is, then you are in control.
Yeah.
We're not done. No, we still got to talk about this because I think there's also this story. There's so much more than this. Like I want people to understand, and we may or may not get into it. I really do believe that everybody should try to pick up a deck of cards and start working with them so that okay. they can start dealing with their own issues or figuring out themselves. Like it's as easy as just picking one card a day, maybe looking it up. What does it mean? And seeing how that applies to your life during that day. You don't have to ever pick this up and realize, oh, I have to, if I pick up tarot, I got to read for other people. No, you don't. So another thing when I'm looking at these cards, if we're reading them, because you can, even though we put these down for the elements, always read them left to right as a story of what came before, what's happening to you now, what's coming later. And then from the top to the bottom is like, what's in your, you know, your higher consciousness, what's happening to you here right now, and what's happening in your subconscious. So you can think about that as well. So if we're looking at this and again, going back to the Six of Pentacles and in your higher consciousness, you know, we were talking about intellectually, your mind is about, you know, making sure you're sharing opportunities and you're sharing wealth. But what does your higher consciousness want you to do, want you to recognize mm-hmm. in actually enacting those actions? Mm-hmm. What are you getting out of being able to help other people and move them around? Because there's something in your higher consciousness that is trying to learn something from that. Not all lessons are bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if we actually took the time and realized we needed to learn lessons from the good things that happened to us too.
You're absolutely right.
So what is the lesson for you when you are generous with other people with your time and your expertise, and then also allow people to be generous and giving to you? It allows you to be a bigger person, to expand. And then that, it just means you've got more to give.
Because I feel like that's happening presently in my life. I feel like this is something that has been very strong, like right now in this moment. that I'm having.
This is very much a current reading.
Yeah.
This isn't about your past, future. This
yeah.
This is about right now.
Right now. Yeah.
That's why I like to do elemental spreads, because usually somebody's going through something right now. Mm-hmm. If you're going through something right now, then we need to deal with it right now. Later on, maybe you can do something regarding your past or your future, right, or whatever, to deal with that. But most of the time, like, I know I was going through a time where I would pull cards because I was just dealing with a lot of anxiety, and I didn't know how to properly deal with it in this headspace. I had to literally pull cards to bring me into a different headspace, an analytical headspace, where it's like, let me break down this image and see, okay, what's going on with this, and how do I apply it to what's going on with me right now? That is all tarot is. And here's the crazy thing. What if you had all those explanations already inside of you? Is that fucking nuts? Because that's where this Ace of Pentacles also comes in. Like, your subconscious has everything you need to grow into this magnificent tree. You just got to dig your roots in. So that's how you're also going to support yourself emotionally, like psychically or spiritually or however, you know, do a lot, literally do grounding work.
Okay.
And if anybody has a question about grounding work, there's so many YouTube videos about grounding work and meditations to ground yourself. But the best way I can explain it, it's like, imagine you need to ground yourself when you feel like everything is too much and you're just floating away and it's like, you can't even breathe. That's when you just literally imagine roots growing from your hands and your feet down into the earth and just like literally spewing all of that feeling down in there and like let it go.
Okay.
That's emergency grounding. But other people walk in nature, look at a tree. I don't know.
I had a grounding moment last week and I didn't even know I was grounding myself until you just said it right now. I had a total grounding moment and I didn't even realize it until this minute.
Yeah, there you go. You instinctively knew what you needed to do. So imagine if you gave yourself more permission to do shit like that.
Okay, Nella.
me telling me, you know? All right. So I think that's what I really needed to tell you about this. Yeah. So the last thing we're going to do is that I've picked up Oracle cards, and I know Oracle cards are like a big thing.
Okay.
And I really like these a lot. They're by Jennifer Sodini, the Feathered Heart deck. And it's so good.
Beautiful.
And I liked it because it's based on the 42 laws of Ma'at, which is an old Egyptian, literally the commandments of the Egyptians that the Hebrews and then everybody else kind of like co-opted.
Mm-hmm. Did you do all your research on all this?
I don't have kids though. I just got two cats.
I'm just impressed. I'm just super amazed.
I was a lit major as well though.
Okay.
I was a literary major. And when I was a kid, I loved reading anything mythology. So that was one of the other reasons why I'm not going to say I had an easier time picking this up, but a lot of shit made more sense just because I had studied all of this stuff for my degree. I mean, it was just a BA, but still, I had to analyze a lot of different things from a lot of different backgrounds. And archetypes are literally that for a reason, because they repeat amongst cultures, amongst religions. You know, the virgin birth of the Son of God is not a new story with Christ.
You knew what you were doing before you knew you were doing it in your head. Mm-hmm. Some oracle stuff right there.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm just embracing my humanness and stuff. And I just am no longer trying to be like a robot. Yeah. And that's where this all really ends up. It's like, the more human you become, the more this makes sense. I can be trusted. You can trust yourself.
I think it more or less goes in hand with what we were just talking about with the grounding. And you said to trust your instincts on what you can do, what you said that I know how to do within myself already, mm-hmm, because I have it already inside.
Mm-mm. We don't need gurus. We don't. We just got to trust ourselves and not let other people hurt us in the name of being liked or being loved or getting along.
I'm so glad this is recorded so I can go back and watch it 1,000 times. Bella, because you just gave me that, I want to hear, and we're talking about trusting ourselves.
Yes.
I want to hear this. This podcast is called Twisted Plot Podcast.
Yes.
You know what I'm going to do right now. If you don't know what I'm going to do, I'm going to tell you. I want you to give me your plot twist on your life and what you see for Nella.
My plot twist was literally that I decided to believe in myself. That was my plot twist. I stopped thinking that what I did was what I was worth and that I was just already good enough. And it's still a struggle because, you know, you live 50 years thinking in one particular way. Like,
right.
What I do. I mean, to this day, every time I talk to my mom and dad, they're like, is everything good with work? You got work, right? Work is good as long as you got work.
I loved hearing about your journey to how you got to this, because it's not like you came from a traditional path of how you got to where you got to. So I think that it's a story that not everyone has heard before. Thank you so much for coming on here and talking about it.
Let me tell you, the journey's not done. But that's the beauty of it all that I finally figured out. And that's when I stopped struggling. It's always going to be a journey. It's always going to be a journey. But that's not bad.
Because it is the journey, right? It's about the journey.
It literally is. Because the destination is death.
Oh my gosh, with the hard-hitting truth right there. It's true. So let's enjoy the journey. Let's enjoy the journey.
Having a good time.
Speaking of journeys, where can everyone journey to find you on social media and everywhere? We want more of you, and I want to spread this love because
you're amazing. Thank you.
You're amazing.
This is crazy. This is like the first time I've really talked to anybody in depth about this. Like, I mean, I've done readings for people, but nobody's really asked me. So what about all this other stuff? I'm like, ooh, I wasn't ready for that, but here we are. You can find me on Instagram, is just the best place. Instagram, Ethics My Life Podcast. And I do a free Wednesday night live tarot reading for anybody who wants to go live with me or submit a question. And I do 1 hour every week and you can ask me. And then on that page, you can find my email and my website and all that, but it's easier if you just go to the Instagram. And every Wednesday, 6 p.m. Pacific time. And I love doing it. I love doing it because I've met some really beautiful, amazing people that I think I've made feel good and who in turn have made me feel really, really, really good.
Absolutely. You shine when I see you, when I see your beautiful face on there, when I come on, it's just so nice to see. So, and there's one thing that I want to say that you said on one of your podcasts and I have it written down here.
And please don't quote me because I don't remember shit of what I say. Sometimes I'm like, what did I say?
No, I have to, because it was so beautiful. The way you said it, you're talking about the crybaby episode that you did. And you said, if you share your grief, you have it. But if you share your joy, you double it.
Double it. Yeah, I did not.
I know. I know, but you had repeated it. And it just kind of, I was in the middle of getting ready and stuff. And I had to stop it and go back. And I listened to it again and again. And I wrote it down because I was just like, wow, to come on your podcast and just kind of shoot that out. It really resonated with me.
Oh, good.
And how, like you said, helping people and how I feel like I've been trying to help the people around me, my kids, my husband, everybody around me. And so it just really resonated because sometimes you do just need to have a moment to ground yourself.
Yeah.
Take it for what it is, feel the feelings, and then move on and then just spread that joy and double it.
100%. Double the joy. Double your joy. And that all happens when you connect to people, but you connect to them honestly.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This oh my gosh.
Super helpful for me. This is really like... helped me a lot. Don't think you didn't, because I got a lot out of this too. Like I've needed to put into words exactly what I've been doing. So you helped me with that.
I am so grateful. I'm so grateful for this. Thank you so much. And
all right, darling.
I'll see you on the gram. I'll see you on Instagram.
On Wednesday.
Thank you for joining us. tune in next time. And remember, stay twisted.